There's a word, hasrat. In English, we call it regret, to regret something. Now, this is the name of a certain condition, to regret, to have remorse, not remorse but regret, to lament. Now, how does a person have regret? Is that when a person has energy, ability, the power, and has the understanding and can do something, but he doesn't do that action. He leaves that action for whatever reason, and when the time passes and he becomes capable, or he becomes incapable, that he cannot implement the action, and after that he starts to feel and understand the value of that action, the rewards of that action, and then the feeling at that time for that person, that is called regret at that time, the feeling, the condition. Yes, to lament over, to regret over, to feel bad over. So to mention how that feeling is within, it's hard to mention in words, but the person who's passed through regret knows that how sad he feels, how bad he feels during the time of regret. For example, I'll give a worldly example. That person has done a transaction or a deal for a business. He says, oh, leave it. Due to laziness or neglect, he leaves it. And then he realizes after that that shop sold, and that shop was sold afterwards on a very big value. And then he regrets, oh, I made a mistake. If I'd got that shop, I should have bought the shop at that time. And this is the feeling which is called regret afterwards. Now, in the world there is a lot of regret for a lot of different things. And certain conditions or situations come before us or in front of us during our lives, and there are chances. And sometimes a person can overcome his regrets or his downfalls or his mistakes. He can compensate for the errors. Somehow he regrets and learns from the experience. Another shop comes, another business, or he sees something else and he attains it. But in the akhirah, in the hereafter, my friends, again, when we depart from this dunya, in the akhirah, when we reach there, there's no chance to turn back. That's it. Then there's regret upon regret upon regret in the hereafter. As in the Quran, in many places this subject has arisen, that people will be scratching themselves or beating themselves or regretting and saying, what's it we've done? We wasted time. These are hadith, the Quran Hakim, the words of the walis of Allah and the words of the pious predecessors that reached to us. These aren't stories. And the meaning of this is this, that we should learn and take lessons. That tomorrow we should not have the feeling that we regret. That we regret, or we wake and we arise with regret and remorse. So we should make effort whilst we're here, all those deeds and actions, that we know that they are good and they will give us good, positive results, and hereafter we should implement them. Not that we have regrets, we've been given a chance, a life, we shouldn't waste it, because the regret in the hereafter will be in the form of adab as well, and it will become like punishment for us. It will become a big issue for us, pain for us. Here we sit with ease, and easily we say we do 10 tasbih or 100 tasbih one time, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, we say it. But there will come a time that to say subhanallah, the energy will not be there. To say the name of Allah, the energy will not be there. The opportunities to do, perform good deeds, that the knot will be tied over them. So may Allah Ta'ala save us from this regret, from remorse. This is a very, very severe time, because maut, death is running after us. Life, the phases of life, the seconds of life, the feelings of life, the trials of life, and they are going, they're going fast, the phase of life, and we have issues and problems that come before us. We kind of forget, we don't remember what is Allah Ta'ala saying, what has been mentioned in the discussion. When the message comes to us, then yaqeen, and most certainly we should become alert, that tomorrow we're going to have the life of regret and remorse. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu is the hadith. The meaning of the hadith is, at the time of death, the insan, when he is passing away, then he departs with remorse and regret. After death, that's it, I've got no more time. And he sees the reality then all of the regret comes in front of him. Oh, if only I'd prayed Salah correctly. Oh, if only I'd gone in congregation, or if I'd gone in Jamaat, or gone to Chilla, or sat with the Wali of Allah, if I'd done Dhikr, or if I'd sat down, but I just kept on chatting and sleeping at time of Adhan, I wouldn't pray, I wouldn't go to the Masjid, I'd keep on leaving Jamaat and Salah. Every single thing will come in front of us. When we see the value of that thing at the time of death, we will shriek out. Now we don't have the value. Now, because we're breathing and we're walking around, we don't know the reward of coming to Jama'ah Salah in the Masjid, or the gathering, the Majlis of Dhikr. Just one hadith, Mawlana Sahib said that what a person attains through reciting these kalimats, and by leaving these, what is the loss? So the reality of this is not in front of us. And the hadith has been mentioned to us, but we don't understand and value. But when the eyes will experience at the time of death and beyond, that's when we'll realize the book will be closed, the book of life will be closed, and we are the same person. We will be the same person, but the transfer of the state occurs. Then we'll start to see with the eyes the rewards, the jannat, the paradise gardens, the rewards that would have been for us. And Allah Ta'ala says, if once you had mentioned my name, you would have attained all of these things. What would we lose? That if you'd sat in my gathering of dhikr, Allah says, then look what your maqam, what it would be. Imagine the status. If you had done this action, you would have attained this reward. So the noble Sahaba radiallahu anhu said that hereafter will become the world, the life of regret. Regret upon regret and remorse. And especially after getting in the hereafter, regret becomes adab. Punishment. If only I had done this action, it would have been good for me. I shouldn't have gone. There's a beautiful hadith I'd like to present to you and discuss with you in relation to this majlis and gathering. After hearing this, then we should pay attention to this. That look, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, this is the meaning of the hadith. The hasrat we've understood now, regret, and we should save ourselves from hasrat, regret, remorse, pain, after missing an opportunity. And here there's a meaning of this hadith, that people will be in regret in every plane and field. It will start, the hasrat, the regret. You know, a person has the chance, so hasrat, the regret starts. And its adab, it will start to come onto him. Regret. When a person goes in the grave, another punishment of regret comes. First at the time of death, after that going into the grave, regret. Then the waiting for qiyamah, the blowing of the trumpet, and there's regret there. Then a person will rise with the regret. He will go into the plain of hashr with regret. And all of the phases, there will be regret. And there will be only one qawm, one nation, one person who will be protected from regret. Oh, Rasulullah, who will be those people? Rasulullah said those men and women who in the world used to do the dhikr of Allah. Who used to do the dhikr of Allah. What a beautiful hadith. What a beautiful hadith. Allah Ta'ala has given a great reward of dhikr. Allah has given a guarantee that the person who does dhikr of Allah, he won't be in regret. He won't have any regret after death. And what is the feeling of those people who do the dhikr of Allah? Another hadith I'd like to present in parallel with the one I just have. What happens? That why is there not regret for the people who do dhikr? What is the dhikr of Allah? When a person dies, then the light of dhikr is with him. When people are bathing him, giving him ghusl and taking him to the grave, then the light of dhikr is with him in the grave. Noor. And then the noor protects him, encircles him. When he arises from the grave, then that noor is with him or her. Rather, that noor is such a light that his face, it glows like the moon on the 14th night after coming out of the qabr, the grave. This is hadith. And when he is taken on the plain of hashr, the plain of the day of judgment, then the dhikr, the noor of dhikr is with him. The light of dhikr is with him. And another hadith about the feeling of dhikr, the people who do dhikr, the jama'ah, alhamdulillah, for them there will be a mimbar. There will be a mimbar, a position, a stage, a seating position where that jama'ah, those group of people who did dhikr, will sit and their faces will shine like the moon on the 14th night. And people will say, Allah, these nabis, prophets, are they shuhada? Who are they? And the answer will come, they're not shuhada. They're not nabis. They are those people who used to sit in the masjid, the house of Allah, and do the dhikr of Allah, Allah will say. They did my dhikr, Allah will say. And today, we don't understand this big hadith. We can remove this regret now if we have courage. And dhikr doesn't mean the reward that you just sit down in one corner and that's it. And you get a little bit, or you get a little bit of a chance, you do one tasbih, or just a little bit of tasbih Fatima, or you come once in the majlis of dhikr. No, there's a standard Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, the criteria, the dhakireen, men and women who are being spoken about. Who are those people? Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyama wa qa'udan wa ala junubihim. Remember this. Not just this, that sometimes you remember Allah, sometimes you leave it, sometimes you come, no, I'll do it tomorrow. No, this is the standard. that the dhakir who does dhikr in this way, standing, sitting, walking, sleeping, lying down, every moment he is doing the dhikr of Allah on the tip of the tongue. And for that person is the reward. There's no regret for that person. The whole of mankind will be drowned in regret and lost in regret, but he won't. The dhakir won't. So this is a great, great message. We're sitting here. We should strive and try that the time to come tomorrow may not be surrounded by regret and remorse. Let's grab hold of the protection and assistance, assurance of dhikr of Allah. Grab it strongly, firmly. Every moment we should be doing dhikr of Allah. We should be doing dhikr of Allah. Every moment, every second, every time we should be doing dhikr of Allah. And the method, the pious predecessors, and in Naqshbandi silsila, in the chain of the Naqshbandi sheikhs, it's very easy to be doing dhikr all the time. In the Quran it says you should do dhikr sleeping, walking, talking, lying down, whatever. So if your heart becomes alive, the qalb, when a person's heart becomes alive, if we learn dhikr from a Naqshbandi sheikh who teaches dhikr direct onto the heart, and this is a tariqah, a great, great method, as we read in Fadhailim al-Hazr, Shaykh al-Hadith has narrated that there's one dhikr we do from the tongue and there's the other dhikr that's done from the heart, which is qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart, which is 70 times greater in reward. As a Shaykh al-Hadith has mentioned this in Fazail Amal, 70 times greater reward of doing dhikr in the heart as opposed to the dhikr of the tongue. So we have to go to a Shaykh to learn this. Shaykh, please teach me dhikr of the heart. And then Alladina yadhkurun Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim, that standing, sitting and lying down, they do the dhikr of Allah. So they're doing tabligh, working, Quran recitation, going here, sitting at home, at the shop, wherever. And our deen doesn't stop us from going and succeeding in life. Dhikr of Allah doesn't mean you sit down free and leave everything in the world. No, that when the heart becomes alive and it's a dhakir, then the person's not a ghafil. Then your hands will be working and your heart will be towards your yar, your friend Allah. So the heart is gone, it's left you. You will try to stop it, it won't stop. It won't stop. It will go back to its origination. It knows that I was created for this, to recognize my Lord, to dhikr of Allah, to recognize my Lord. Takhliq, Allah Ta'ala created. Allah is the Khaliq. So the Khaliq, the creator, and the creation cannot forget the creator. Understand? We can forget the creation, but not the creator. So we need to think. That's why I've mentioned this today. We need to think. I'm not giving a speech. This is not a lecture. Rather, it's a discussion so that we can revive ourselves, make ourselves alive. I have rather given myself a lesson today. And we should not regret tomorrow or in the hereafter. There's only one way to eliminate regret. Learn dhikr of Allah. Do dhikr of Allah steadfastly. Carry on with the rest of your work in your life. And the guarantee comes from Allah that the life to come will be very easy. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and you as well. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.